we welcome in the only man who's ever been my newspaper editor. His name is John Scherva. He's with the LA Times at J Scherva, J-C-H-E-R-W-A on Twitter. He has dropped the article about the Amir Zadan lawsuit in Jefferson County Court. Good morning, John. How is your dog?
Griff is doing well. He just heard his name and he just jumped up. And I'm sure he'll be on the show before this segment is over.
That's what I'm talking about. There you go. No one's dog eats better in America than the Scherva household's dog. So there you go. New lawsuit. Were you surprised to see this? The timing? Anything?
I thought it was really interesting. I kind of got wind of it yesterday and chased it down and. In order to get some of the details, I had to agree to kind of an embargo till about 9 a.m. when the suit was filed, which I would have done anyway because you don't write stories about suits yep. that may be filed. Yep. You only wait till they are filed. And it comes at this whole topic differently. Every other suit has been, you know, the legitimacy of the test, of the rule, of the, you know.
Who the authority actually is, right, yeah.
Exactly. But this one, it was kind of interesting. What it states is that in 2022, when everyone thought Bob was on a two-year suspension from Churchill Properties, Amir Zadan went out and bought about $10.7 million worth of horses, which in his world is only six of them, including the $2 million purchase of Muth. And I think it's $900,000 for Maimun, who is running Saturday in the Santa Anita Derby. And that all he bought these horses with the expectation that they would be able to run in the 2024 Kentucky Derby, which is, I think, what everybody thought. I mean, no one thought that the ban would go another year, especially because Bob didn't commit any infractions. None. Zero. So anyway, so the suit was filed today, Wednesday, and it's my understanding that they reached out for a couple of days to just have a conversation with CDI, and that didn't happen. And it was based on Muth winning the Arkansas Derby, where he would have collected 100 Derby points, and plus he had 10 in the bank. He would have had 10 in the bank from winning the American Pharoah last year, which clearly and unquestionably makes him a starter in the 20-horse field. So anyway, that's the deal. They're asking for a temporary injunction. And the real question, the biggest question is, would a judge grant it? And the second one is, could the judge grant it in time to get those horses in the Derby?
What do you think that timeline has to look like?
Well, I'm told that they expect a judge to be named by the end of the week. And this, by the way, isn't in the story, so it's fresh to listeners of your show. But then it's up to the judge, you know, if he does it within 2 weeks. I think you've kind of got to get the horses to Churchill, you know, 7 to 10 days early. So that backs it up even a week. And if they can hear arguments and the judge can render a decision quickly. But, you know, we're in a world where, you know, the judicial system is not very fast. There's some really important things going on out in the world that, you know, the Supreme Court or whatever court doesn't want to deal with. Now, this is not a federal case. This is right. a district case. It's in Jefferson County, which I'm told is Louisville is all Jefferson County.
That's right. Yep.
Okay. So it's basically filed in Louisville, and I don't know the politics or the horse feelings or the connections to CDI of any of the judges and which judge might get it. But that'll be something for you guys to chew on over the next week.
Oh, a little collusion. I like that. How about that? John Scherva with us, LA Times, latimes.com/sports. If you're a sports fan, the LA Times actually has a ton of great coverage, and they have a deal right now, essentially a buck a month for 6 months. So if you wanted to check them out, try them out, great opportunity to go do that right now. They do a great job down there. A couple of different questions. By the way, back-to-back texts to the show, John, 437-9680 on our UPS Jobs text line. Man, you knew Baffert's horses were banned when you went with them, and you went with him anyway. You don't deserve to run. It wasn't some surface some secret that surfaced. And then the next one, texter, Gandolfo, who was on before you, is wrong about Baffert. Keeping the biggest name and best trainer in the sport out of one of its biggest events in the sport is a disservice to said sport. So that's kind of, I think, John, you were asking sort of the temperature around here. I think a lot of people are just like, can we just move on with this already? And the next part is, but hey, you knew you weren't going to be able to do it. The more famous example around here is we have a local college called Bellarmine University. It's a little Catholic college here. And they made the move from Division II to Division I and then won their conference tournament, but weren't eligible for the NCAA tournament. And so, yeah, we had to kind of walk through that. And then after they made the transition, the NCAA had purchased the NIT, and so they couldn't even play in that. It was a whole mess. But so we've been kind of dealing with that. How would you respond to those people, though? Do you think, hey, Zidane, you knew in January you had to move these horses. Do you side with that kind of thinking?
Well, okay, but let's roll back the clock to 2022 when you're at the OBS or wherever, you know, the Keeneland sale, wherever they were bought. No, you thought those horses would be able to run in 2024 because that was what Churchill led everyone to believe, that it was a two-year ban, barring some other circumstance. And guess what? There was no other circumstance. Bob has not had any kind of positive, any kind of punishment during that entire time. So, yeah, I think there is the expectation that in 2022, when you plunk down $10.7 million, that those horses are going to be able to run. So I guess I would disagree with your readers or your listeners' assessment. But then again, as Mike Gandolfo often calls me, like a Baffert homer, so that's okay.
Were you surprised about the language about CDI's CEO, Bill Carstanchin?
I was. And actually, if you go through the whole suit, and I only included some high points there. It's pretty vitriolic, and it's being called a personal vendetta. And you know what? It's kind of hard to see it any other way. Carstanchin is a former attorney. I guess he was general counsel for Churchill Downs before he got the big job. He's really smart, and he's made the shareholders a ton of money. But one of the arguments that the Zidane suit makes is that he has diminished number 150, you know, the 150th running, by not allowing all the best horses. Well, I think that argument lost a little steam when Nisos was taken off the trail. Because I think a lot of people put some Preakness future bets on him.
Oh yeah.
And I just don't know. I'll see Bob this weekend and I'll just ask him flat out, and he just flat out won't tell me what Nisos's condition is and when he'll come back. Or maybe he will. Maybe he will. I mean, we just don't know. I hope he does. And Muth is a really good horse. He was really outstanding in the 7 furlong, was it San Vicente? And then he looked good in Arkansas. You know, he dialed down a little bit at the end, got, you know, up to just a two-length win. But I was in Gulfstream this past Saturday, and Fierceness was just a monster in that race. And, you know, you're the handicapper. I mean, and I listened to the horse racing happy hour. Isn't one of the real questions that this might be a Derby without any speed?
Any speed. Any at all. That's exactly right. Yes, it is. That is a major question.
And, you know, that really changes the complexion. And then we're probably going to get two Japanese horses in, and I don't know if we're going to get a European horse in. Right. So, again, you're looking at a field of 18 U.S. horses. Timberlake just went out yesterday or today. Yep. So... I don't know. It's the Derby was completely uninteresting to me before I saw Fierceness on Saturday, and I'm thinking, well, that's good. Let's say he wins the Derby, then you and I will be in Baltimore, just seeing how much Todd Pletcher hates running back horses after 2 weeks. Absolutely hates it. But we'll have Rapoli doing his little dancing clown act, and to entertain us.
We're doing a Preakness seminar the night of Black Eyed Susan at Jimmy's Seafood. Do you want to say right now you're on a deadline, or do you want to wait till that Friday to tell me you can't come because you're on a deadline?
I'll wait till that Friday to tell you. Where is Jimmy Seafood?
Not close to the track, unfortunately. It's like a 20-minute drive, 20, okay. 25 minutes, yeah.
Because I usually stay up in Towson.
It's not terribly far from Towson. You can get there pretty easy. But anyways, John Shervis with us. He's from the LA Times, latimes.com/sports. Go ahead.
That's okay. All I got, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, you write in here, look, the biggest enemy here is actually time. Does it feel like, oh, crap, Muth won, we got to get this thing in here, or do you think they've been planning this for a minute?
I think they've been planning it, and it's a really important fact to remember that Bob is not a plaintiff in the suit, because
right.
He does not want to irritate Churchill any more than, you know, they are already irritated at it. As a matter of fact, I think that he thought when that last suit was dropped, previous suit, that they would let him back in.
I was going to ask you that question. Is this a scramble because they did think, when he withdrew the suit, that they would have a shot at this already?
I believe that. He hasn't told me that in those words, but I get every indication from his words and body language that, yeah, they thought that was going to take care of it. That was like the last impediment to him being let in back into Churchill Downs.
In your sort of, you know, experience in horse racing, how much do you think other owners are rooting for Zidane to win this case?
Wow, boy, that's a really good question. I don't think they are. I think they're all rooting for their horse.
Got it. Okay. I get it. I get it. It's not a bad thing to say. You're right.
It was very interesting that he was able to pull together all the owners to have none of them transfer their horses. The one that never transfers his horse is Michael Lund Peterson.
That's part of the giveaway that he thought he was going to have a starting spot, right? I mean, for sure.
Yeah. And Zidane, you know, has all the money in the world, but he wouldn't like that Derby, and he's willing to spend millions of dollars for horses.
Yep.
And Bob will win another Kentucky Derby. And I'll just throw out of left field here. The only question is, will he win it before Santa Anita closes or after?
Oh.
You know, that's the whole question. Because things are so grim in California right now.
Is he going to bring the Sunland Derby winner to the Derby? Is that what I'm hearing?
Actually, I'm glad you mentioned that. I think it's Stronghold is the Sunland Derby winner, which is the only, if Bob is out of the Derby and he runs 1-2 on Saturday, that's the only horse that has a shot, the only California horse that has a shot to be in the Kentucky Derby. And we may be looking at the first Kentucky Derby in at least 70 years with no California horse or California bred. And it may be longer than 70 years, but records are tough to find, horses before then.
Last question about the suit itself. They bring up defying the HISA Act, defying the Horse Racing Integrity and Safety Authority. Number one, how? And number two, do owners want to see them using this as a leverage point?
Well, I will read to you from this. It says that HISA was established by Congress specifically to standardize horse racing regulations and prevent situations like this from occurring. CDI supported the creation of HISA, which is kind of a lie. But at the moment, racetracks owned by CDI are the only place where Baffert-trained horses cannot race if they are otherwise qualified to compete. As the complaint alleges, this is a direct challenge to HISA's authority, imperiling the assurance of industry-wide safety and integrity that HISA is meant to ensure. So, it's an interesting, you know. And Churchill did not want to join HISA. McConnell, you know, strong-armed them into being part of it. And if you go back and look at that press conference, you can see just by the body language that Churchill did not want to be there.
Right.
But they had to be. And so that's the HISA argument is interesting. This suit is interesting because it's stuff that we haven't heard or seen or read before. It's coming at this situation from an entirely different angle, and if a judge buys it, that'll be an interesting 10 days at Churchill Downs.
You mentioned the situation at Santa Anita we saw the recent reduction in purses again to 54K, down from 61,000, for example, for maiden special weights. They just ran a meet at a place called Turfway Park where the maiden special weights were $70,000. Are we just plugging holes in the Titanic here at this point, John, or is there a solution out in California?
You know, for every solution you can give me, I can give you a reason why it won't work. It all comes down to the simple fact they have no supplemental gaming money. And as a matter of fact, there's no, you know, again, California doesn't even have sports betting. So I just am having a hard time seeing a bright future or a continuation of California racing beyond 3 to 5 years. The property is too valuable. If you're an owner, okay, first of all, let's talk about what's it cost to train a horse at Santa Anita Del Mar? With your top trainers, it's about $140 a day. What does it cost to train in Northern California, let's say for Golden Gate or the fairs? It's about $80 a day. I'm told, but I don't know for a fact, like the Turfways and the Ellis Parks of the world, it's in the $80 to $90 a day. Is that true?
That sounds right to me, yes.
Yeah. So why would you if you're a horse owner, why would you be in Southern California paying $140 a day to run for almost half the size of the purse that you could run at Turfway? And heaven forbid, you know, you could find your way over to Keeneland or Churchill or Kentucky Downs and run for two to three times the amount of money, paying trainer fees that are substantially less. And plus, you don't have the big workers' comp money that you have to pay out in California that you do in Kentucky.
Well, there you go. He's John Sherva. He's with the LA Times. LATimes.com/sports. He's at JCHERWA on Twitter. I retweeted him this morning, so if you want to go find him, you can do it that way. Tons of articles about both Santa Anita, the situation there, and, of course, about the Baffert lawsuit. John, I am sure we will speak soon. And let's get sappy for a second, man. I can't wait to see you in about a month. How about that?
That sounds great. I am looking forward to it, too.
Awesome. All right. Well, he's John Sherva. Appreciate you, John. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, Luke. Take care.
All right. There you go. Let's take